You're listening to Learning Chinese Online from eChineseLearning.com.
大家好，欢迎您来到在线学汉语，这里是我们的终极课程。Hello everyone, this is Learning Chinese Online. Welcome. This is our today's intermediate level lesson, and the topic is going on a date. 约会，请听课文。Dialogue first time. 昨天的生日和谁一起过的？当然是和我男朋友一起。他送你什么生日礼物了？一束玫瑰，一块巧克力。他真好。你们打算什么时候结婚？明年。 Dialogue second time.昨天的生日和谁一起过的？当然是和我男朋友一起。他送你什么生日礼物了？一束玫瑰，一块巧克力。他真好。你们打算什么时候结婚？明年。
Very good. Dialogue final time, third time.
昨天的生日和谁一起过的？当然是和我男朋友一起。他送你什么生日礼物了？一束玫瑰，一块巧克力。他真好。你们打算什么时候结婚？明年。
How sweet, right? We hear a lot of sweet words in this dialogue. So romantic, right? Like,A bar of chocolate, a bundle of red roses. Do you want to learn it? Okay, let's jump to the first sentence, okay? Let's get started.
昨天的生日和谁一起过的？昨天。
Very familiar, right? Yesterday.
生日 It means birthday. 生 It means birth. And day is 日In Chinese.
So, 生日 is of course the day on which you were born, right?
和
is the Chinese word for and.
我和你
You and me, right?
一起
means together. Let's go for dinner together.
让我们一起吃饭吧。过
or 度过 It means spend. Have a nice trip in China. It means
祝您在中国旅途愉快。
Very good. With whom did you spend your birthday last night?
昨天的生日和谁一起过的？当然是我男朋友。当然是和我男朋友一起。
当然 is the Chinese word for certainly or of course.
男朋友
Sounds familiar, right? Yes,
男朋友
It means boyfriend. What about his partner? Girlfriend, right?
女朋友女
Third tone, it means female.
朋友 means friend. 一起
again, it means together, right?
他送你什么生日礼物了？
什么 is the Chinese word for what?
生日礼物
birthday present, the present you always get on your birthday, right? So sweet. A bundle of roses.A bar of chocolate.
一束玫瑰，一块巧克力。束
SHU, tone 4. It is the quantity word modifying roses, right? Like a bundle of roses. That bundle can be translated into 束 in Chinese. A bar of chocolate, bar, can be translated into 块。Q-U-A-I, tone 4. But in our daily conversation, we usually plus er sound right after 快, that quantity word. So it changes from 快 to 块. 一块巧克力 A bar of chocolate.
她真好。你们打算什么时候结婚？
打算 means plan to do something.
什么时候
means when.
时候 means time.
What time? At what time is of course when, right?
结婚
Getting married.
Marry somebody.
Yes, very powerful word, right?
明年
Maybe next year.
Wow, he's so nice.
So when are you planning to get married?
Oh, maybe next year.
That's briefly the dialogue. For you to learn more about how to pop that question, I will teach you more. Let's come to the first supplementary sentence.
让谁听你喜悦，陪你掉眼泪。嘿，好久不见，请你许个愿。要等
你愿意嫁给我吗
？When should you say this?Yes, exactly, especially when you have a Chinese girlfriend. I know that your English is good. You can say to her, will you marry me?
Yes, but if you say in Chinese, 你愿意嫁给我吗?
I believe that it's like sweeten your pot to win her heart, right?
愿意 means will. 嫁,
J-I-A tone 4, is the Chinese word for marry, right? Will you marry me again?
你愿意嫁给我吗?
Pop the question, or tie the knot, is called
求婚
and 结婚. You tell the difference?
Yes,
the first one is to court someone, to pop the question.
求
means beg for something or ask for something.And tie the knot, you have already married, right?
结婚
Okay, what about if you have that Chinese girlfriend and finally you won her heart and you became man and wife? You married her, right? Then how to say something that make her extremely happy? You can say,
老婆，你辛苦了
Oh, my honey, you worked so hard. You're so great. Great job.
老婆，你辛苦了。
Okay, this is today's intermediate level lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to learn more about the terms for wife and husband in Chinese language, please listen to Jancy's live talk and see you later.
Are you waiting? Are you still waiting?Why do you want to share your Chinese teacher with someone else? One-on-one Chinese lessons. Your own Chinese teacher. eChineseLearning.com